Hello all, and welcome to Lone Star episode 11. This week we did That Ain't Country week, and the contestants had to pick from a list of artists, and then they did a song that's kind of like crossover country, or like not really country, but sometimes people mistake it for country, like James Taylor, for instance. So up first, I believe we have Russ.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, how many years can a mountain exist before it's washed to the sea? Yes, how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, how many times can a man turn his head, pretending he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Hello, all. Welcome to Russ's critique.
Am I?
Tonight on
Moonbeam Russ's critique.
Yes, Moonbeam Russ. Tonight on Lone Star, we have a special guest. We have Princess Garnet. Oh my god.
Yay. Hey.
That's your cue to say hello all.
Hello all. What's in like Rochelle?
Close.
You sound like British Rochelle.
Yeah, like if I was British and sexy, that's what I would sound like. she's guest judging tonight. For fun. And Valk is here, as always. And myself. So, as we said, Moonbeam Russ is back. And it is Princess Garnet's turn to go first, and she is our lovely guest judge.
Throwing me under the bus.
Basically. No.
That's how you roll on Lone Star. No, I'm joking. Okay, I never heard this song before.
Really?
No, I've not. For me, I had a problem with, like, you sang it, like, technically well, though I did feel that you sang it in a too classical way for me, in the sense that there was a lot of vibrato on it, and it was very heavy. It was emotional, but it had like a heavy quality to the performance. Like, it seemed too dramatic for the the backtrack and the song for me, and it didn't quite work for me. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's just me with the emotion.
No, I thought that too.
No, yeah, I agree. Would you? You can go ahead, Valk.
I had
similar notes. I was gonna say I had similar notes, but you can go ahead.
I had like the same note. Yeah, it sounded like really like theatrical and in kind of a bad way. Like it was really like over the top theatrical. And
yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, kind of like you were like really overacting it, and it sounded kind of like. I'm gonna be kind of mean, but it was like kind of comical, like the way you were overacting it. It was kind of weird.
I like definitely picked up on there was too much of some things and not enough of others.
Yeah.
Like I agree. I thought that you kind of there was one part where it sounded like you were almost gonna cry.
Yeah, it sounded like you're like shaking or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, calm down.
And I was like, you don't need to like. You don't need to get that intense with this. And, like, I think that you could have been a little bit more, like, subtle with parts. And, yeah, I felt like your voice was too, like, technical for, like, this Bob Dylan song. I mean, like, he sings, like, in that, like, I don't know how to... I can't mimic Bob Dylan. I'm not even going to try.
Bob Dylan sucks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Whoa. Valk is, like, bringing it in. She's, like, telling how it is. No, but, yeah, and so I guess it's, just, like, it just was shocking to me. Personally.
Yeah, there was, like, I don't, yeah, I think the emotion that he chose was too wrong. Like, it was just wrong, like, it was
I don't
so
know if
upset.
It was,
like,
I don't know if it
how
was
many
wrong.
Votes must a man want down rather than just being, like,
I don't think the emotion was necessarily wrong. I just
not
thought it was
wrong,
too
kind
much.
Of, like, yeah.
If that makes any sense, I guess. But, like, your vocals were really good, and, like, there were parts where you did have really nice emotion. Like, there was a couple parts where he did have more, like, subtleties going on in his voice. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I didn't hate this. Like, I thought there were some really good moments in it. But it definitely wasn't my favorite thing that you've done on this show. I think this is a hard week because it is such a country-focused competition, so we're so used to hearing you do country, and then we kind of throw you into this, like, fake country genre, so I don't know. I think tonight's gonna be weird.
Well, I can definitely tell, like, I've never really heard Will sing before. I can tell that you have, like, a really good voice, but
yeah, and everybody knows that Russ has, like, a nice voice.
Show.
Traviata's up next.
Woo.
Last night I heard my own heart beating, sounded like footsteps on my stairs. 6 months gone and I'm still reaching, even though I know you're not there. I was playing back a thousand memories, baby, thinking about everything we've been through. Maybe I've been going back too much lately, when time stood still and I had you. Come back, come back, come back to me, like you would if this was a movie. Stand in the rain outside till I came out. Come back, come back, come back to me, like you could if you just said you're sorry. I know that we could work it out somehow. But if this was a movie, you'd be here by now. I know people change and these things happen, but I remember how it was back then. Locked up in your arms and our friends are laughing, cause nothing like this ever happened to them. Now I'm pacing down the hall, chasing down your street. Flashback to the night when you said to me, nothing's gonna change, not for me and you, not before I knew how much I had to lose. Come back, come back, come back to me, like you would if this was a movie. Standing in the rain outside till I came out. Come back, come back, come back to me. you could if you just said you're sorry. I know that we could work it out somehow. But if this was a movie, you'd be here by now. If you're out there, if you're somewhere, if you're moving on, I've been waiting for you ever since you've been gone. I just want it back the way it was before, and I just want to see you back at my front door. And I said, come back, come back, come back to me like you would before. You said it's not that easy, before the fight, before I locked you out. But I take it all back now. Come back, come back, come back to me like you would if this was a movie. Stand in the rain outside till I came out. Come back, come back, come back to me like you could if you just said you're sorry. I know that we could work it out somehow. But if this was a movie, you'd be here by now. You'd be here by now. It's got the kind of ending you want to see now. Baby, what about the ending? I thought you'd be here by now. Oh, baby, what about the ending?
Traviata.
Oh my.
Oh my god. Okay. I, like, absolutely loved this. So much. Yeah. Like, your emotion was super subtle. And, like, really perfect. It was just spot on. And your this was, like, perfect for your voice. Like, it sat in, like, the perfect spot for you. And, like, also, it was really interesting because, like, the chorus and, like, or kind of the chorus and the verses are kind of repetitive, but like your emotion was so good that I like didn't really care about the fact that it was really repetitive.
Yeah, I didn't even like notice it was repetitive. It
and
was
it
really
just,
good.
Like, I don't know, it just was so good. Like, my one comment was like, I think your mixing was like kind of
it just seemed too quiet to me.
Yeah, like, it seemed too quiet at the beginning, and then you got a little loud towards the end. Which, like, I know you said you were having issues with it, so, like, I understand, whatever. But this was, like, so good. Like, I think this is one of the best things I've heard you do in a while. And I think that, this was, like, one of the best things you've done on this show. Like, your voice just fits this really well, and I just absolutely loved this. What did you think, Val?
Yeah, I like this a lot too. My only note was also just like the mixing. Like, yeah, your vocals were really, well, not really low, but like the music would drown them out at parts. And then there were some parts where you could like hear that you like cut like from one part to another. Like, there were like obvious kind of like edits in between like lines and stuff sometimes. But yeah, that's pretty much it, because I really liked your voice on this, and it was the awesome emotion. I love the choruses. I didn't notice they were repetitive at all, because you were, like, super into it and stuff. I want you to, like remix this with, like, normal levels and, like, post it in hit singles, because I, like, really liked this a lot. It was awesome.
I know, I want it on my iPod.
Me too.
Mm. What did you think, Princess Garnet? I keep wanting to call you your name.
You can say my name, it's fine.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. My name. Like, everyone knows it, I think. No.
Yeah. Yes. I keep wanting to be like, Laura. Yeah, now everybody knows it.
It's out. Yes!
The secret is out. You know her true identity. go ahead.
Traviata. Wow. I basically, the only negative that I had was the levels. And I just have compliments apart from that. I think that your emotion was great, your energy was great, your tone was perfect for the song. There wasn't too much air in it, but it wasn't harsh. And you reminded me of Taylor Swift and Avril Lavigne in different places, and I just thought this was really, really worked for you. It was, yeah, I just loved it. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. Incredible. We can listen to Will now, because he's next.
Oh, more.
Yay. Hell yeah.
Chillin' on a dirt road, laid back swervin' like I'm George Jones. Smoke rollin' out the window, an ice cold beer sittin' in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life drive, and that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was the place to go. Load the truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire, then call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men, where you learned how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. In all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know? Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
Yeah, I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, an ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life drive, and that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on mud tires.
I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raised in our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road with trucks and four wheels, jump on in, man, and tell your friends. We'll raise some hell with a blacktop.
Yeah, I'm chillin' on a dirt road, laid back swervin' like I'm George Jones. Smoke rollin' out the window, an ice cold beer sittin' in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life drive, and that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on mud tires. Yeah, I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, an ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life drive, and that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on mud tires.
Let's ride.
All right, that was a Will.
Will.
Valk, what did you think you're first on this one? Sorry, I had to look at my thing, see who was first.
Oh, I thought it cut out for a second. I was like, oh, no.
No, I just couldn't remember who was first for me.
Your singing was good on this, Will, but, like, I don't think this was, like, the best song choice, and, like, you need to have, like, a lot of performance to, like, be able to pull this song off well, and I don't think, like, you performed it well enough. like the rapping, like it was like a good rhythm for the rap and stuff, but you didn't sound into it at all. And like for rap, you really need like high energy and stuff. The like later on in the choruses when you were singing, it sounded like you were into it a little more, but it still wasn't like enough for this song. Like the song sounded like it needed a lot more energy, and you just didn't like deliver it well. But your vocals were good, but it was kind of like a song choice, so I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But my main note was about the energy, to be honest. It felt like you didn't have enough energy, so you didn't have enough volume, so you had to put yourself really loud against the backing track, but then it just sounded like kind of off-putting. And if, like, personally, I wouldn't have picked this song from a show, like Valak just said, for that very reason, that you need to really bring it to, like, to pull it off.
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong, like intonation-wise, you were fine. But yeah, it just needed a lot more energy for me, personally. I didn't hate it, I was just a bit, like, it was a bit... blah.
Yeah, like I felt like your singing had a decent amount of energy. Like you had like energy and emotion when you were like doing the chorus parts, especially at the end when like you like went up into like your higher part. Like that part was really good. I really enjoyed that. But I felt like the rap part was more like boring. Like I felt like you didn't bring it hard enough on that rap part. And I think that would have like sold it for me if you had brought that a little bit more.
Because the majority of the song is rap, so.
Yeah, and I didn't think that you did this like bad. I didn't dislike this. I just thought that like you would have benefited more from being a teeny bit more high energy on the rap, especially. Like I think your singing was fine. It was more the rap that I personally was having issues with. We can listen to Maddie.
Yay!
Next. Cool. All right.
Okay, meeting.